Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Meister Sheni Daf Beis, and we're going to be starting Aleph Amud Beis about two lines up from the bottom with the words Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, and the Vilna Sura Sadaf is right at the beginning of Aleph Amud Beis as well. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Basim Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So we had said right at the beginning of the Mishnah that one is not allowed to sell Meister Sheni, and we had explained that this means one is not allowed to take Meister Sheni, sell it to his friend with intention that the Meister Sheni produce retains its kedusha and the money is also chulin. And now the friend, the buyer, he has to deal with the Meister Sheni and not the original owner. That's not going to be done with Meister Sheni because it's not a proper way of treating it. Now, the Gemara had suggested that this is only according to Rav Meir, who holds that Meister Sheni Mamun Gavayahu. But according to Rav Yuda, that Meister Sheni is Mamun Hedyot, one is allowed to sell Meister Sheni like this. And we tried by way of Kal Chaimer to prove this, but at the end, we were not successful. Now we continue trying to prove that according to Rav Yuda, one is allowed to sell Meister Sheni. Omer Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Yirmiyah says, Man Tana Ein Mechanoisai, who's the Tana of our Mishnah, the one's not allowed to sell Meister Sheni? Rav Meir, it's Rav Meir. Brum Krav Yudon, however, according to Rav Yuda, Bedinu it's logical to say that one would be allowed to sell it based off a kal v'chomer. What's a kal v'chomer? Based on an alpha on top, ma'im shvias she'ein parin chav midameha motel l'meichra. Just like when we're dealing with shmita, one is not allowed to pay a chav, a debt that he has with money that has kedusha shvias, but one is allowed to sell shmita produce. Meister sheni she'parin chav midamav. Meister sheni, the one is allowed to pay a debt with meister sheni money. And it didn't she'ein motel l'meichra. When we say for sure the one is allowed to sell meister sheni, something more asks, ha'ashkachnon she'parin chav midamav. Where do we find that one's allowed to pay a chayv with Meister Sheni money? And the answer is, ki tanin tamon, it's like what we learned later on, this is in Perek Dalar in the Masechta, Moshech Hemenu Meister Besela, V'loi Hispek Lefdoisai Ad She'omer B'shtayim. If he was Moshech, Meister Sheni worth a Sela, and he wasn't able to be paid it until it went up to two. So Mishnah is referring to regular pidyon of Meister Sheni. Reuven has a Sela's worth of Meister Sheni that he wants to be paid, he wants to redeem it, and so he sells it to his friend Shimon, and the cost is a Sela. Shimon does Mashicha on the Meister Sheni, and before he has a chance to pay Reuven the Sela, the price jumped and it doubled, and now the seller worth of Meister Sheni is actually valued at 2 slime. And the Mishnah tells over here that the buyer gains. He doesn't have to pay 2 slime. We see from here, says the Gemara, that one could pay a debt with Meister Sheni. How do we see that? So let's focus on this. What happened? Reuven handed over his Meister Sheni to Shimon, creating the chiv of money to be given in exchange. Now, if the money was given at that very moment, it would just be a regular case of pidyon Meister Sheni. But as we had said, Shimon did not give the money. And therefore, we say that the Mashiach of the Meister Sheni automatically creates the pidyon on the money. So now the money, which is still in Shimon's pocket, has Kedushas Meister Sheni, and when he hands it over later to Reuven, it's viewed as if a debt is being paid with money that is Kedushas Meister Sheni, because Shimon owes Reuven money, and now he's taking this money, which already has Kedushas Meister Sheni, and he's paying a debt with it. So you see the one's allowed to pay a debt with money Meister Sheni. However, Amar Rabbi Yesi says, no, that's not a raya. Shanyihi, that's different. Shemishah Rishayna Meister Sheni, Chayiv. Because from the very beginning, he was ready Chayiv Meister Sheni. In other words, the very moment this exchange took place, there was a Chayiv to give money, which, as we had said, would have been viewed as just a regular pidyon, and therefore, even though the money is being given later, it's not being viewed as a purchase or as a debt being paid with money Meister Sheni. It's just viewed like we would have viewed it in the beginning, that it's just a regular case of pidyon. Ilu chayv hayoloi v'nasan loy meiser yos. If he would have just been chayv a regular debt to him, let's say Shimon borrowed $100 from Reuven, and you're going to tell me that he's allowed to take $100 worth of Meister Sheni and give it to him, you're right. From there, we would see that one's allowed to pay a debt with money Meister Sheni. But since we didn't say that, and we're really just talking about more or less a basic case of pidyon, so we have no raya from there. And Rav Yudon himself tells us that Masnisa Amar Kain Shu Asa L'Maychrai. We have a Mishnah Beferish Maseches Kedushin that tells us that one is not allowed to sell Meister Sheni. The Tanin Taman, we have a Mishnah over there. Mazid, if a person used money of Meister Sheni to Mekadesh a woman, Kidesh, so she is Mekudeshes, Shaygig, but if he did so B'Shaygig, Loi Kidesh, she's not Mekudeshes. And even though we say that Mazid, she is Mekudeshes, that's only B'Dieved, but not Al-Khathila. Now, Imat Omer, Yehe Mutal L'Maychrai, if you want to say that it's permitted to sell Meister Sheni, Yehe Mutal L'Kadesh by, so it should be Mutal to Mekadesh or even L'Kadesh. And we wouldn't say that he's Mekadesh or B'shagig with this, she's not Mekudeshes. And Rav Yudin concludes, V'chal shu also l'maychrai, also l'kadesh bai. If one's not allowed to sell it, so one's not allowed to be Mekadesh with it either. Based on Beis Anatava, Taninon, we also learned in Mishnah Mesecha Shvias, Ein loikchen avadim v'karkaisu behema t'meyam edmei Shvias, that one is not allowed to buy avadim, land, or non-kosher animals with Shemitah money. V'mlakach, and if he did do so, Yoichel Kenegdon, he has to eat corresponding to this money that he spent. So let's say he bought an Eved with $100 of Shemitah money, he has to take another $100 and treat it with Kedusha Shvias. And Rabbi Yossi says, Zayser Meres, this Mishnah tells us, Sha'asur likach ishim edmei Shvias, the one is not allowed to buy or marry a woman with Shemitah money. Dolchein, ma ben kaina isha, ma ben kaina shefcha. Because what's the difference between buying a woman, meaning marrying her, or buying a shefcha? And since the Mishnah tells us very clearly that one's not allowed to buy an Eved, which is the same thing as a shefcha, so that means one is not allowed to buy a wife either, which means he's not allowed to get married using money of Shemitah. And by that same token, we would say the same with money of Meister Sheni. So we see very clearly from here that even Rabbi Yuda, who holds a Meister Meister Shani is Mammon Hedya, still one is not allowed to sell Meister Shani, and therefore our Mishnah is according to both Rav Meir and Rav Yudah. And now we just explain. Rav Yasi says B'shem Rav Ze'era, and Rav Yudah says B'shem Rav Yela, Devar HaKoilhi, this is according to everybody. As we had just said, our Mishnah is according to everybody. And the question is, why is one not allowed to sell Meister Shani? B'pnei Zilzuloi, that's a proper Girsa, because of Zilzul Meister Shani. It's not a proper way to treat it. It's very similar to what we said in the previous daf, that since it's called Kadosh, we have to treat it with a special Kedusha, and it's considered Zilzul, it's considered a degradation to it if we sell it. Now, Rav Yasi says, B'shem Rav Acha, Devar HaKoilhi, and why is one not allowed to sell it? Kideshi Wakoza Kukin Lemchitzasan, so that everyone should be Zakuk to its Mechitza. The Pasuk tells us that when a person goes up to Yerushalayim, it brings about Yerus Shemayim in them, and the Chamim want every person that has Meister Shani to have a little bit of extra Yerus Shemayim, so this person should go himself to Yerushalayim, and therefore he's not allowed to sell his Meister Shani, because as we had said, selling Meister Shani means that the buyer has to take the Meister Shani to Yerushalayim, not the seller, and in this way, everyone's going to have extra Yerus Shemayim. Now, explaining the next part of the Mishnah where we had said one is not allowed to give Meister Shani as a Mashkain. So, Ketzad Ein Mashkinoi Soi, how is one not able to use this as a Mashkain? And this means, if a lender goes into his friend's house to take a mashkin, a collateral for a loan that he already gave him, he's not allowed to take Meister Shani. And Tani, we have a brisa, v'loi marhinin oisai, one is not allowed to do this with it. What's marhinin? So let's say a borrower wants to secure a loan from a lender, he's not allowed to take Meister Shani and give it to the lender as a security for the loan. This is very similar to a mashkin, it's just that the mashkin is the lender is going to the borrower taking it from him, whereas marhinin is where the borrower on his own gives it to the lender in order to secure a loan. And furthermore, late nanul chenveni sheyachal olav, one is allowed to give Meister Shani to a storekeeper as a deposit so that he could eat proportionate to that. If the storekeeper doesn't want to extend credit to him, so he's going to want to say, hey, why don't you take some Meister Shani and then you'll give me credit, that's not allowed to be done either. Ask the Gemara, avar mashkain, avar v'hirhein, let's say he was over, do we kenas them and say it has to be given back? So we suggest, you have a kadal, let's bring an answer from the following braisa. Ha'eichal Meister Shani shalai, let's say a person eats his Meister Shani outside Yerushalayim, bein shegi bein mezid, whether he ate a b'shegi or mezid, yitzak l'shamayim, he should just cry out to Hashem, divrei Rav Shimon Gamliel, that's what Rav Shimon Gamliel says, that's because there's nothing to do about it. Meister Shani is not here anymore, and therefore he should just cry out to Hashem for mercy, for rachmim, that Hashem should forgive him. However, Rebbe Yami Rebbe says, shoygeg yitzak l'shamayim. If he ate outside Yerushalayim b'shoygeg, so he should cry out to Hashem for mercy and forgiveness. But mezid, if he ate b'mezid outside Yerushalayim, yachzu damav l'mkaimon, the money has to be returned to its place. Meaning, let's say he ate $100 with the Meister Shani outside Yerushalayim b'mezid, he takes a different $100 of chulin and he treats it as Meister Shani and brings that to Yerushalayim. And we continue, vim hayumais, let's say he had taken money of Meister Shani and he did regular business with it. He went to Home Depot and he bought a lawnmower, and when he came home, he realized that it was Meister Shani money. What does he do? Shaygig, yitzak l'shamayim. If he did so b'shaygig, he just cries out to Hashem for forgiveness. Whereas mezid, if he did so on purpose, yachzu damav l'mkaimon, divrei Rav Shimon Gamliel, that's according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. And over here, we see Rav Shimon Gamliel is more machmir when he does it b'mezid, and that's because since he used money, even though he doesn't have the money, it's in Home Depot or is given to a different customer as change, that doesn't really make a difference. He can still be mechalel, transfer the kedusha of that money wherever it is onto money that he currently has right now in his pocket. And since he bought that lawnmower b'mezid with money Meister Shani, Rav Gamliel is machmir. Now Rebbe Yami Rebbe says bein shegig bein mezid, it doesn't make a difference if he uses Meister Shani money b'shegig or b'mezid, yachzur damav l'mkaimon, that money has to go back to its original place, like we explained. And Rav Zekar says b'shem chizkia halacha k'rebi b'mais, the halacha is like Rebbe when it comes to money of Meister Shani, uch Rav Shimon Gamliel b'peiros, and halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel when it comes to produce of Meister Shani. And what do we see from here? That according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, when a person eats produce of Meister Shani, even if he did so b'mezid, we're not going to kenas him, and we just say he has to daven to Hashem for forgiveness. And it's the same thing with our question of our mashkin, of our hirhein, even though he was over, and even if it did so b'mezid, we're not going to kenas him. And in conclusion, gimel amud aleph on top, Rav Yela, according to some gersos, some Rav Illa, Maisa Haya, there's a story of a Hayu Karebi mice, and they paskin like Rebbe in a case of mice. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with another answer to this question. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.